Today is the appearance day of Narottam Das Thakur. So I thought instead of chanting Jai Radha Madhava, with the help of Jai Gauranga Prabhu and Mridanga, we'll play a few songs of Narottam Das Thakur and read the translation. We're also, is there Bhagavatam for Bhagavatam class, or should I just do this? Regular Bhagavatam class. You have the regular Bhagavatam verse, or it's a prose verse? Okay, good. So just a short synopsis. Narottam Das Thakur was a Bengali, sung his songs in Bengali, as we'll read. And many of the songs that we sing, there were only a few acharyas whose songs we sing, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and mostly Narottam Das Thakur. That's disappearance. Is it? It's appearance? Same thing? We could chant that. Besides Jayani Lo, Premadana, that was by Narottam Das Thakur. The song that we sing every morning, Sri Guru Charana Padma, that we just sang so nicely, Narottam Das Thakur. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna, Gauranga Bolite Habe, all the nice songs, especially in the Bengali language, are all from Narottam Das Thakur. And it's not that someone can just make up Vaishnav songs in praise of Krishna. We sing the songs of the predecessor acharyas, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu. Sometimes we meet yogis and especially kirtan leaders who claim that they've composed some kirtan. We don't compose kirtan. Narottam Das Thakur composed bhajan and kirtan. But we follow the predecessor acharyas. There's no need of our own composition. Of course, poets like Dravida make beautiful poetry and glorification of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna. But as far as the songs that we sing the songs of the predecessor acharyas, especially Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Narottam Das Thakur. So we'll sing the first song here. Is I think I can. This is Gauranga Bolite Habe. Actually, we'll just sing Hari Haraya due to time, and I'll read the English for Gauranga Bolite Habe and a few other songs.
Hari Haraya Namaha. Hari Haraya Namaha. Hari Haraya Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Yadavaya Namah Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namah Yadavaya, Madhavaya, Keshavaya, Namah. Yadavaya, Madhavaya, Keshavaya, Namah. Yadavaya, Madhavaya, Keshavaya, Namah. Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudan Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudan Gopala Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudan Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudan Giri Hari Gopinatha Madana Mohan Giri Hari Gopinatha Madana Mohan Girihari Gopinatha Madana Mohan Girihari Gopinatha Madana Mohan Hari Haraya Namah Haraya Namah Hari Haraya Namah Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
So we get a little glimpse into the life of Narottam Das Thakur by reading Srila Prabhupada's purport on his song. So this is for Hari Haraya Namakrishna, which was written by Narottam Das Thakur and of course sung by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This song by Srila Narottam Das Thakur is very famous amongst devotees in Bengal and Orissa. When Lord Chaitanya returned from Gaya, where he was initiated by Ishwara Puri, he was completely transformed into a God-intoxicated personality whom his students of grammar had never known before. Instead of teaching ordinary grammar studies, Lord Chaitanya explained every sentence in such a way that every Sanskrit word and every letter was understood to indicate Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This form of grammar was later on developed by Srila Jayadev Goswami in a book called Harinamamrita Vyakaran, The Grammar of the Nectar of the Name of the Sri Hari. But Lord Chaitanya's students thought their teacher had become mad, and they rubbed his head with Vishnu oil, an oil that cools the brain. Finally, they asked him, "You say that everything means Krishna, and we should ultimately always be chanting the names of Krishna. Just how should we do this?" Then Lord Chaitanya began to sing the names of Krishna and clap his hands, and he began his Nam Sankirtan movement. The names he sang are the first lines of the first two verses of this song, and Narottam Das Thakur and others have placed these names in the beginning of their writings to immortalize these events in the memory of everyone. Narottam Das Thakur chants the names of Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda, Sri Advaita, and Sita, Lord Advaita's consort. Since Lord Hari, the spiritual master, and Srimad Bhagavad Gita are all on the transcendental platform, they are given the same respect. Then Srila Narottam Das chants the names of six Goswamis. "I offer my obeisances at their feet," he sings, "which destroy sufferings accumulated after many long years. I am the servant of these six Goswamis, and the dust of their lotus feet is my five kinds of foodstuff. To serve their lotus feet and keep the association of devotees is my only business, birth after birth." When the six Goswamis were staying at Vrindavan, they revealed the eternal transcendental pastimes of Sri Sri Radha Krishna. Before Lord Chaitanya, the exact location of the places of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes were not known, and therefore Lord Chaitanya instructed the Goswamis to uncover the holy places and construct temples. The temple of Sri Radha Damodar is situated near the location of the Rasa dance, and Srila Rupa Goswami and the other Goswamis used to gather there and discuss the topics of their literatures, which scientifically explained the super excellent pastimes of Sri Sri Radha Krishna. Narottam Das Thakur says, "In great ecstasy, shout the name of Hari and serve the real transcendental master and devotees." He concludes by saying, "With all hopes in the lotus feet of my guru and the holy Vaishnavas," Narottam Das sings the Sankirtan of Lord Hari, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare." Then there's another song that Srila Prabhupada sings in his transcendental tape CD, "Gauranga Bolite Hobe Pulaka Sarir." And the translation, Prabhupada's purport, is very nice and gives insight into the life of Narottam Das Thakur. This song was sung by Narottam Das Thakur, a great devotee and acharya in the Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya of the disciplic succession coming down from Lord Chaitanya. Narottam Das Thakur has written many songs which are recognized as authoritative by all Vaishnavs. He has sung these songs in simple Bengali language, but the purport, the deep meanings of his songs, is very significant. In this song, he says, "Gauranga bolite hobe pulaka sarir." One has attained the perfection of chanting, which is as soon as he chants the name of Lord Gauranga, who initiated the Sankirtan movements, at once there is shivering in his body. This is not to be imitated, but Narottam Das Thakur is asking, when will that opportune moment come to us when there will be shivering in the body as soon as we chant Lord Gauranga's name? And after the shivering, "Hari Hari Bolite Naya Yane Bhave Nir," while chanting Hare Krishna, there will be tears in the eyes. Then he says, "Ar Kobe Nitai Chander Karuna Hoibe." We are all asking about the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Nityananda is said to be the original spiritual master, so we have to approach Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya, through the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, which is the symptom of a person who has achieved the causeless mercy. That's a question. What is the symptom of a person who has achieved the causeless mercy of Lord Nityananda? Narottam Das Thakur says that the symptom of one who has actually received the causeless mercy of Lord Nityananda is that he has no more material desire. Arukobe nitai chander karuna hoibe, samsara vasana mor hobe tucha hoibe. Samsara vasana means desire for material enjoyment. And Narottam Das wonders when it will become very insignificant. Of course, as long as we have bodies, we have to accept so many material things, but not in the spirit of enjoyment, but only to keep body and soul together. Narottam Das says further, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoibe Akuti. When shall I be very eager, much eager, to study the books left by the six Goswamis? Akuti means eagerness. Because Rupa Goswami is the father of devotional service, he has written a book called Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, in which there are nice directions on devotional service. These topics are also dealt with in the Chaitanya Charitamrita and other books, and we have given the summary of those directions in our book, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. One has to learn of the conjugal loving affairs of Radha Krishna through the teachings of the six Goswamis. Narottam Das Thakur directs us not to try to understand the conjugal love of Radha Krishna by our own endeavor. We should try to understand this jugala pariti, conjugal love, under the direction of the Goswamis. As long as the mind is too much absorbed in materialistic thought, one cannot enter into the kingdom of Vrindavan. But Narottam Das Thakur says, Visaya chediya kobe hobe sube mama, kobe hama herabo sri Vrindavana. When the mind is completely purified, being freed from material anxiety and desires, then I shall be able to understand Vrindavan and the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna, and then my spiritual life will be successful. Then he also wrote Radha Krishna Pranamor, Jugala Kishore, Narottam Das Thakur. Sri Guru Charanapadna, we said, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Nitai Padakamala, written by Narottam Das Thakur, Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, was also composed by Narottam Das Thakur. And we'd like to read one other purport, the last in the section of Narottam Das Thakur, on the song that he composed, Gorapahu Nabajiya Goenu. Srila Prabhupada sings that on his CD. This is a song by Narottam Das Thakur. He says, Gorapahu Nabajiya Goenu. I have invited my spiritual death by not worshipping Lord Chaitanya. Gorapahu means Lord Chaitanya, and Nabajiya, without worshipping Goenu, I have invited spiritual death. And why have I invited spiritual death? Adane yatane kari dana tayaginu. Because I'm engaged in something which is useless and have rejected the real purpose of my life. Adane means valueless things, and dana means valuables. So actually every one of us is neglecting our spiritual emancipation. We are engaged in material sense gratification, and therefore we are losing the opportunity of this human form of body to elevate ourselves to the spiritual platform. This human body is especially provided to the conditioned soul to give him a chance for spiritual emancipation. So anyone who does not care for spiritual emancipation is inviting spiritual death. Spiritual death means to forget oneself, to forget that one is spirit. That is spiritual death, like animal life. Animal life is full forgetfulness. The animals cannot be reminded under any circumstances that they are not this body. It is only in this human form of life that one can understand that he is not this body, that he is spirit soul. By chanting Hare Krishna, one can easily understand this fact. In other words, by worshipping Lord Chaitanya, following his principles and ways, and chanting Hare Krishna, one can very easily come to the platform of spiritual understanding. But Narottam Das Thakur says, on our behalf, that we are neglecting this. Therefore, we are inviting spiritual death. Then he says, Prema Ratana Dana Helaya Harainu. I think this is all Bengali. Spiritual life means to develop real love. Everyone says love. There are so many signboards, so many books. Love, love. But there is no love. This is illusion. It is all lust. This is Prabhupada speaking. Love for intoxication. Love for sex. Love for this and that. This is going on. Actually, the word love is applicable only with Krishna, with God. To love means to love Krishna. That is spiritual love. And we are created for that purpose. So that is wanted. Narottam Das says, I could have achieved that transcendental treasure of love, but I was robbed of it because of neglecting to worship Lord Chaitanya. And why has this happened? Apana karma doshe apani dohinu. due to my past misdeeds, due to our past misdeeds, we get a certain type of body. Everyone has got a material body. Everyone has got a material body, has received it due to his past misdeeds and even his past pious deeds. Actually, as long as one gets a material body, there are no pious deeds. Pious deeds means no more material body. Otherwise, it is to be taken as fact that even Brahma, who is the chief living entity within this universe and has a long duration of life and so much power, still he is considered to have performed misdeeds because he has a material body. So by our misdeeds, we go down and down, getting one body after another. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated that people do not know that by engaging in sense gratification, they are assuring they will have another body. And the body is the cause of material pangs. It is only because I have this body that I feel a headache, a stomach ache, etc. But as soon as we are out of this material body, there are no more material pangs. It is simply joyful life. Brahma Bruta Prasanatma. Prasanatma means joyful. But due to our past misdeeds, we are missing this opportunity. And why is it happening? Satsanga Chadi Koinu Asate Vilas. I have given up the association of devotees and been associated with common nonsense men for sense gratification. Sat means spirit and asat means matter. Association with non-devotees produces material attachment, and that means implication in material conditioned life. So one has to associate with devotees. Satam prasangam amavirya samvida. One can learn about God only in the association of devotees. Therefore, we are pushing this Krishna conscious society. You'll find that one who comes to this society and associates with us for a few days or a few weeks becomes Krishna conscious, and soon he comes forward for initiation and further advancement. So association with devotees is very important. But here Narottam Das Thakur laments, Satsanga Chaiti Koinu Asat Vilash Te Karane Lagiya Ikarma Bandifans. I have given up the association of devotees and try to enjoy among non-devotees. And immediately Maya has caught me and mangled me in the web of fruitive activities. Maya is just by our side. As soon as we give up the company of devotees, Maya says, yes, come to my company. Nobody can remain without any company. That is not possible. One must associate with either Maya or Krishna. And when we speak of Krishna, we mean Krishna and his devotees. Krishna is never alone. He is always with Radharani, with the other gopis, with the cowherd boys. So to be Krishna conscious means to keep association with the devotees of Krishna. Next, Narottam Das Thakur says, Vishaya Visama Vishasatata Koinu. I have always drunk the most dangerous poison of sense gratification. Vishaya means sense gratification. Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, these four principles are called Vishaya. And Vishama means dangerous. And Visha means poison. If one is simply engaged with these four activities, just like the animals, then one is simply drinking poison. That's all. I know this is poison, but I'm so much intoxicated that I'm drinking this poison at every moment. Then Gora Kirtana Rase Magana Nahainu. Therefore, I could not merge myself into the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya. That is actually the fact. Those who are too much attached to the materialistic way of life, who are always drinking the poison of sense gratification, are not attracted by the Sankirtan movement. Finally, Narottam Das Thakur, representing ourselves, laments, Kenova Achaye Prana Kisukapai. Why am I living? I have not associated with devotees. I have not taken part in the Sankirtan movement. I do not understand what is Krishna. I do not understand what is Lord Chaitanya. Then why am I living? What is my happiness? Why did I not die long, long ago? So this is not only Narottam Das Thakur's lamentation. Every one of us should think like that. If I cannot associate with devotees, if I cannot understand the Krishna consciousness movement, if I cannot come in touch with Lord Chaitanya and his associates, it would be better for me to die. This is the substance of this song. Narottam Das Thakur ki jai. This is not to be derogatory. Narottam Das Thakur was the highest of all pure Vaishnavas. We sing his songs daily. Anyone know where we are in the Srimad Bhagavatam? 5:14:20. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 14, Text 20. The Forest of Enjoyment. Sa eva punar nijag jagar agrito nade tamasi magna samyaranya iva setena nyat kinchid veda sava iva pavidaha. Translation. Sukadev Goswami continued speaking to Maharaj Purkhit, my dear king, sleep is exactly like a python. Those who wander in the forest of material life are always devoured by the python of... Oh, thank you very much. Karachit bhagnamana damsireb durjana danda sakar alalabdya nidra kshana vyatita ridaye na nukshiya mana vignano anda kupe andavat patiti. Translation, in the forest of material enjoyment, in the forest of the material world, the conditioned soul is sometimes bitten by envious enemies, which are compared to serpents and other creatures. Through the tricks of the enemy, the conditioned soul falls from his prestigious position. Being anxious, he cannot even sleep properly. He thus becomes more and more unhappy, and he gradually loses his intelligence. And consciousness. In that state, he becomes almost perpetually like a blind man who has fallen into a dark well of ignorance. Om Agyanatimirandasya Giranjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Miritam Jena Tasmai Srigravenama. I was born in the darkness of ignorance. My spiritual master opened my eyes with the torch of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances to his lotus feet. So in this material world, Srila Prabhupada has pointed out, Srimad Bhagavatam is pointing out, there are envious persons. Envy means if you have something and I want that you have, that's envy. Even in the Christian sense, that is one of the sinful covetous and enviousness are... some of these sinful aspects that one has to avoid. So, Srimad Bhagavatam and devotees, on the other hand, are nirmatsaranam satam. Nirmatsara means, matsarya means envy. There are described six whips or six enemies of the soul. Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya, lust, anger, greed, illusion, intoxication, and envy. But the Srimad Bhagavatam is nirmatsaranam. There's no envy. There's no place for envy in Krishna consciousness. Sometimes we see the impersonal class of men. They claim so much advancement in spiritual life. But because they don't know, as Narottam Das Thakur was explaining, Srila Prabhupada explained the teaching in the beautiful songs of Narottam Das Thakur, because they don't know of the love of Radha and Krishna, they want to become jiro, Prabhupada says. Therefore, they have still kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, and matsarya, envy within their heart. There's a nice story in the Srimad Bhagavatam to illustrate the difference between the impersonal class of yogi and the personal devotee. Also yogi, Bhagavad Gita says, yogi namapi sarvesham madgintanantaratmanam Sharavam bhajate yomama samayuktamomata. Of all yogis, he who abides in me with great faith, worshipping me in love and devotion, he is the greatest yogi of them all. Yoginam api sarvesham. To me, this comes up particularly because we were just in the southeast in Miami and Fort Lauderdale. And we were chanting with the yogis and the bogies. We did one graduation for a yoga academy in Fort Lauderdale at Mind Body Spirit Yoga Center. And we did one wedding performance and also a TV show where the lady actually came up to me, the reporter, and said, in her own words, "Can you explain to me something about Hare Krishna?" I was smiling from ear to ear when I heard the words, Hare Krishna. So, we did on one day, I think the Saturday, we did four programs. We went from one to another, to another, to another, chanting for an hour, 2 hours, every time. One was even in a hot, sweaty yoga where the temperature in the room was 125. My mridanga, my harmonium was sweating. The mridanga was perspiring and yelling for help. All the devotees had their shirts. It was 120 degrees. And we were singing, Hari Haraya Namakrishna, Yadavaya Namaha. But the experience was very blissful because that night particularly, after we did four programs in one day, I fell unconscious at a certain point. And I woke up in the middle of the night singing bhajans. And when I woke up in the morning, I was still singing bhajans. And I thought, boy, this is miraculous. I never do this. And I thought, this is what yoga is about. That the impersonalists, they wanted to sit and meditate and become nothing and become one with everything. And actually, they couldn't achieve. They don't achieve. Because, Nartam Das Thakur says, Visaya chadiya se rase majiya, Muke bolo hari hari. The proof, if one is becoming a little bit self-realized, is that we have no more desire for material enjoyment. Devotees, because they're involved practically in devotional service, they don't desire material enjoyment on the gross platform. Even gradually, if we make advancement, on the subtle platform. So there's a nice story about Ambarish Maharaj. He was a devotee. He had very nice sadhana, and he was very practical in his application of Krishna consciousness. And one yogi, with his big fanfare, 1,000 disciples following him, came to see him. Ambarish Maharaj was following some fast. And when Durvasa came, although the custom is to feed any guest, he asked him to first go to wash up with his disciples, then come back and he would give them. But he didn't want to break his fast and break his vow. So, as it was, eventually when he came back, he did offer them water before actually the food stuff. Durvasa became very upset. And being a yogi, he had some mystic power. He was a yogi. He pulled one hair out of his head and threw it on the ground in great anger. There was no wrong in the activity of Ambarish Maharaj. He was a devotee, a practical devotee. In the Bhagavatam, it says, Savayamana Krishna Pararavindayo Vaichamsi Vaikunta Gunanuvarnane Karo Hare Ramandara Marjanadishu Shutim Chakratuta Sat Katodaye Kamam Chadasyena Tukama Kamyaya Yatoto Mashloka Janashraya Rati. Marjan Barish was very practical. He absorbed his mind in the lotus feet of Krishna. That means in Krishna's service. He was always concerned with Krishna's service. Actually, Srila Prabhupada points out in his purport in Bhagavad Gita that Krishna consciousness means three things you can meditate on. Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's instruction in Bhagavad Gita, and Krishna's service. These are all transcendental meditations. So, Marjan Barish, he engaged his mind, Savaimana Krishna, Pararavindayo, in the service of Lord Krishna. Vaichamsi Vaikunta Gunanu Varnane, he used his power of speech to glorify the Lord of Vaikunta where there is no anxiety. Shutim, what is the Mandira Marj, Vaikunta Gunanu Varnane, he used his hands to cleanse the temple of the Lord. And his hearing was used practically to hear only Satkata, Satkatodaye, the topics about Krishna. He used his legs to walk to the temple of the Lord. His head he used in bowing to the deity of the Lord. His eyes to see the beautiful form of Lord Krishna, Srimati Radharani, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, Gornitai. His nose to smell the incense and flowers offered to the deity. And his tongue to chant Hare Krishna and to eat Krishna prasadam. All very practical. Marjan Barish was the greatest of yogis. So much so that when Durvasa made this demon come out of his hair due to his mystic power of his jnana yoga, the great bhakta, bhakti yogi, Ambarish, took shelter of Lord Krishna. He was there not with all fanfare, and he was just engaged in the service of the Lord. Devotees aren't concerned with fanfare. They're concerned with service, with seva. But the Mayavadi, Durvas, he was all about fanfare. He had his 1,000 disciples. He was making a show for his disciples of his prowess. And how dare anyone offend him. And Marjan Barish simply by himself took shelter of Lord Krishna within the core of his heart. And Krishna protected him in such a way that he produced the Sudarshan Chakra to devour the demon, the fiery demon, the demon. And then the Sudarshan Chakra started to chase Durvas. Durvas went everywhere and couldn't be protected. He couldn't hide anywhere. He asked for protection in every place from all the demigods. Finally, he went to Lord Krishna. He went to Narayan. And Narayan told him, Sarunam Hridayam Mayam, Sarunam Hridayam Tvaham. Devotees are in my heart, and I'm in their heart. I don't know anything but them, and they don't know anything but me. Therefore, if you want help, I can't help you. You have to go back to Ambarish and beg him for forgiveness and take shelter of him. Which, of course, ultimately, Durvas did. Durvas Muni went back, and Marjan Barish was not even, he didn't even want to harm Durvas Muni. But this shows, transcendental story from the Bhagavatam to show the great prowess of the bhakti yogi, of the Krishna conscious person. They aren't just trying to sit and meditate. I think I've said before, when I first took up meditation, I was in high school. My friends were very advanced in spiritual life. they got me in Chicago to do a very serious meditation of closing off the mouth, the nose, the eyes, the ears, and putting your heel someplace else. So that every pore and every opening of your whole body is closed off. Now, they didn't say what to think of, but at least you weren't doing anything bad. Prabhupada says in the Bhagavad Gita series tapes, for the bad son, you sit down and be quiet. Just shut off everything. This is Mayavadi. Just sit and be quiet. Become one with everything. Don't do anything. If someone has a child and the child is bad, sit in the corner, you're taking a time out. You give them time out. So Prabhupada was saying, they get time out. But for the devotee, we have to utilize our eyes to see the deity, our mouth to talk Krishna consciousness, and eat Krishna prasadam. How can you eat Krishna prasadam? You have to eat Krishna prasadam. You have to smell the flowers. What? Closing up the nose. Why? You don't have anything positive? I would go to one camp we won't mention. And only thing there was ladies over 70 years old. I was about 19. And after the lesson by a Swami, I think his name was Nikhil Ananda, we were in San Francisco. I was traveling. And they would give us prasadam, just like Prabhupada said. Dry crackers and tea. And I was thinking that that's it? Crackers and tea? Because when I went to the temple, there was sabji with sour cream and turmeric and halva and jalebis and puris. And when you want to close off the material world and be a little more impersonal, dry toast and tea. They actually served me. I think still today they serve dry crackers and tea. We went there to do kirtan, and we brought little prasadam, and in the corner they had a table with crackers and tea. I was not attracted at all. So, the impersonal class, they're trying to elevate themselves by some type of meditation or negation of this material world or stopping the senses, but they can't. You can't stop. The soul is active by nature. And therefore, Krishna consciousness, bhakti yoga, is the highest yoga because we engage everything culminating in the mind, like Marjambarish, in Krishna's service. And therefore, we have, Prabhupada started, Narottam Das Thakur encouraged all the devotees to stay in association, to engage in practical devotional service, cleaning the temple, serving out prasadam, eating prasadam, worshipping the deity, chanting in front of the deity, hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing the lecture of Maha Srila Prabhupada, going out and giving others Krishna consciousness, chanting for others. So many practical activities to make us Krishna conscious, to Krishnaize our existence. Prabhupada explains, just like you take the fire and you put it into the rod and put it in the fire, it becomes fire. Touch it, it's also fire. So when we put ourselves in Krishna service, we become Krishnaized. We never hear any experience we don't have of Radharani, Prabhupada tells in one lecture, and then laughs ecstatically. There's no example of Radharani sit down, meditate. Then Prabhupada laughs. He says, the gopis sit down, meditate. And then Prabhupada laughs even further. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sit down, meditate. No. Chanting, dancing, Hare Krishna. So this is our birthright as Vaishnavas. Srila Narottam Das Thakur, whose appearance day is today, has kindly given us such clear message in his bhajans and his kirtan. Ambarish Maharaj has given the practical how we can become the topmost of yogis and think of Krishna even in our sleep. I only did that for one half of a night of sleep, but I was meditating the next morning during japa that wouldn't it be wonderful if my life was arranged in such a way that after doing all my service at night, I'm doing kirtan and mantras in my sleep. One night that happened for maybe a few hours. I woke up with the tunes and the different and some pictures of kirtan in my mind. Actually, that day we had five programs because we went on Harinam first for Varaha or whatever appearance day it was. Then we went to one yoga studio, another yoga studio, a graduation ceremony, hot yoga, and five programs. And honest to God, I laid down at night. Hari, Hari. I woke up in the morning, and or sometime in the middle of the night, I woke up maybe to go to the bathroom, and still in my mind, clear throughout my sleep, was another Hare Krishna mantra and different Vaishnava songs. And when I woke up, I was still singing. And even the other devotees that were there were like, yeah, I had the same dream as you. I was also singing kirtan in the night. So, idea is that we do this, we get to that stage constantly. I got a glimpse, shadow attachment. This is what it's going to be like. Then when you die, when we die in our sleep, we're chanting, Gauranga Balita Habe Pulaka Sharir Visaya Chadiya Kabe. Can you imagine? As you're passing away and you're chanting mantras and you're in the kirtan, you'll go to the kirtan and you'll go where they chant mantras. Watseka Boulevard, you'll be born in one of the houses. Actually, that's a great birth. That's a rare birth. We have so many new children now that have taken rare birth. They're yogis of the highest order, bhakti yogis. So if we take advantage of this, we can advance in our Krishna consciousness and follow the footsteps of Narottam Das Thakur and Ambarish Maharaj. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.